Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, February 22nd, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we're looking out on a beautiful snow-filled day today with the snow presently falling, although it looks like it's somewhat freezing rain. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and again, this Friday, we want to share a message that, regardless of when you may be listening to it, will encourage you. We title the message today, The Ultimate Extended Table. The scripture text is Revelation 19, verse 9.
Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. These are true words of God.
Yesterday I met Randy Williams, a friend I hadn't seen in a while in a grocery store. We talked for a few minutes, and in the course of our discussion, he told me about a local furniture store he would shop at when he needed extended dining room tables. Now, extended tables, they're common in our area, are used for seating a large family and friends around a meal. We ate a Sunday meal with a family last year that seated 22 comfortably at their main table. There were 33 total with the other tables in use. The most interesting feature is that their table leaves are self-storing so that the table can extend from seating a small family to a pretty large group. I asked Randy why he would need several extended tables of this type, and he explained that he and his wife gave them as wedding gifts to their children. Later, Brooksine and I commented on what a practical, long-lasting, and valuable gift a dining room table is. After all, so many great memories are made around the dining room table. Family, friends, homemade food, and conversation are key ingredients to great fellowship.
Well, early in our marriage, we purchased an old 48-inch by 48-inch oak dining table for $50 at an estate sale. And it had five 12-inch leaves, not the self-storing kind. We later found a table almost identical to ours advertised for $10.50 in a 1906 Sears catalog. Using their price code, it has actually appreciated over the past century.
Well, upon the initial purchase, the table was an absolute mess, with a laminate top and carved legs in various stains and etched with deep scratches. The oak leaves were covered with outdated linoleum, which looked absolutely hideous. I saw little hope for the pitiful table before Brooksine spent a good month stripping and sanding and staining it. Jeff Worrell, a longtime friend of ours, assisted her with the structural restoration, and even I got on board by drilling new holes and inserting better fit. Pardon me. Hey, we're going to go on because we're already late on the message today. Sorry about that. Well, I got on board by drilling new holes and inserting better-fitting dowels for the leaves. Fully extended, it can now comfortably seat 14 people, and we have, on many occasions, had that many around our table. As I consider the photos I have taken through the years, including many used on this site, it's pretty remarkable to consider how many have eaten and fellowshiped around this old oak dining room table.
Well, we sure do like today's verse. There are many mysteries in the Word that make us wonder how it will all come about. But most of us can identify with sitting around a large table with great food and lots of family and friends. We can be assured that all the words of the Scripture are true, but in this case, it's reinforced in the text itself when it says, "These are true words of God." Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We have a photo displayed today that is a common depiction of the table set for this marriage supper of the Lamb. I'm sure many of you have seen it where it just goes on and on. You might say it's the ultimate extended table. The extent of God's hospitality is in His ultimate invitation, whosoever will may come. And even more familiar to many of us are those wonderful words from the golden text, John 3:16, "Whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life."
Well, we received an early invitation to a wedding this summer. These solemn occasions are very memorable events, and the reception to follow gives us great opportunity to celebrate with the family and friends of the couple. But nothing in this life will compare with the future marriage supper at the ultimate extended table. Well, Brooksy and I expect to see you there. By all means, please stop by so that we can visit. Brooksy's going to share a prayer now.
Father, salvation belongs to you who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb. Words are inadequate to express our joy in knowing that one glorious day we will attend the wedding supper of the Lamb, because you have provided for our salvation. Though words cannot adequately express our joy, the way we conduct us ourselves is an expression of thanksgiving to you. We look forward to that glorious day when we receive our wedding garments, which will be robes of white. Until then, we prepare ourselves by praying in the Holy Spirit and keeping ourselves in your love as we wait for the future wedding supper of the Lamb. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today, and we apologize, a little harder than usual. The whole morning's been hard for some reason. We prepare these messages fresh each weekday morning, and today it just seemed like we had a lot of overcomings, and pardon that loud cough right in the middle, but at this point it's just about 1 o'clock, and we normally try to have everything done by noon, and I mean, we need to keep moving, and if you're looking for a slick, polished presentation, you're at the wrong place. We're just two very ordinary people, a married couple of 32 years, just seeking to live our lives to encourage others and honor the Lord. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos up today. A photo I took just this morning as I took a walk on a beautiful snow-covered trail across the road from our home. Also have a photo of our table. It actually is covered with beautiful tablecloth, but it's just one of the many that I have on file. It happens to be a family picture from 20 years ago of my family, and if you click on it, it actually gets a little bit larger. And we do have, as Brooksine mentioned, that photo of the depiction of the wedding supper of the Lamb on the site as well today. And we have some music. It's kind of hard to find a specific song on a day's theme, but we find several that I think are related and will bless you. Well, thanks for joining us today. And again, pardon our struggles in getting through today's message, but we hope we have encouraged you. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We pray God's blessing upon each of our podcast listeners.